I can't think of anyone else who deserves to get bullied more than Stephen Miller, Donald Trump's deputy chief of staff, who is essentially spearheading a lot of the most extreme policy. I mean, don't get me wrong, Donald Trump supports it and signs off on it, but all reporting shows that Trump is rather old and resigned. I mean, he's not really a policy-heavy dude. So Stephen Miller is the one who is rather policy-heavy. He's not a dumb guy. He's a smart dude who is also quite evil in his ways. And he's getting bullied this week, not only by Twitter at large, but also Gavin Newsom has taken a special interest in Stephen Miller. And it's exactly what we need. I feel like Governor Newsom is really good at sensing what the American people need to hear at one point. And I've needed to hear some Stephen Miller hate from a top government official ever since Terry Moran got fired for saying something simple about him. So before I play this clip, let me run you through a few funny things that have happened from Governor Newsom and against Stephen Miller. Governor Newsom's press office posted, quote, "As previously mentioned, we are giving serious thought to taking away Stephen Miller's California residency. He is not a great American and is, in my opinion, incapable of being so. GCN." And it's a photo of Voldemort from Harry Potter. I mean, I kind of see it. I think I see it right there. And then Governor Newsom's press office made a lot of noise by tweeting out in all caps, "Stephen Miller is a fascist." This got 7.4 million views because Stephen Miller then quoted it and said, "Why do you think they posted this?" All the Trump supporters in the replies were saying, "Because they want you killed, because they're violent, because leftists are crazy." But no, Governor Newsom clarified. Governor Newsom said, "Because you're a fascist." You see it at the bottom. So Stephen Miller says, "Why do you think they posted this?" It's literally that simple. It's because you're a fascist. Another Trump supporter said, "This is a death threat. He's calling for his followers to assassinate Stephen Miller." Dude, Trump uses the word fascist all the time. Trump says way crazier things. He says the Democratic Party is like the party of evil. And Micah points out, saying someone has an ideology that they obviously have is not a death threat. Like, Stephen Miller is genuinely actually a fascist, and I can prove that by playing simple clips of him. Or what about this? Stephen Miller tweeted out just a few days ago, just yesterday, on September 26th, "We are witnessing domestic terrorist sedition against the federal government. The JTTF has been dispatched by the Attorney General. All necessary resources will be utilized." It says on August 26th, Stephen Miller said the Democratic Party was a domestic extremist organization. On September 25th, he said Newsom calling Trump's administration authoritarian was, quote, "inciting violence and terrorism." Yesterday, he announced Trump's EO, countering domestic terrorism and organized political violence. Today, he says we are, quote, "witnessing domestic terrorist sedition against the federal government." He keeps going back and forth between being the terrorist and saying that the other side is terrorizing the government. I mean, I want to play for you the vitriol that this person spews. Let me show you my clip on CNN where I essentially call out the double standard in political violence. This is worth a watch.
Right here.
Yeah, I'm pretty tired of conservatives gaslighting about the current political environment and Donald Trump's rhetoric when all of this escalation can be traced back to his entrance into American politics. His claim to fame was saying that Obama wasn't born in America. He was the first presidential candidate to have his crowd chant, "lock her up," about a political opponent. You can bring up the insurrection. Even in the past few weeks, my home city of Chicago, he posted a photo of Chicago being invaded by the Department of War. So the broader point here is Donald Trump endlessly deflects and tries to blame it on the other side when he is the one responsible for amping up the tension in America. And I've spent all of my formative years throughout high school, throughout college, looking to the president who I'm supposed to be able to look up to and seeing somebody who's trying to place blame on the left, who's amping up the rhetoric constantly. And yeah, it's not good.
So you think it's Donald Trump's fault that a deranged leftist climbed up to the top of a building and shot up the ICE facility?
Please notice how that's not what I said at all. I was making a broader point about the political environment that's been created over the past decade. Never did I say that Donald Trump caused this dude to go shoot an ICE van. I just said that Trump has amped up the tension, and it's so clear.
Once now, but twice in Texas?
I think it's Donald Trump's fault that America has gotten to this heated place. I think that
no
that
responsibility for the radicalization on the left that's causing this violent
outburst.
That
29-year-old is radicalized by online communities and online algorithms. I'm not going to blame that directly on Trump. But he was caught in a lot of online video game algorithms and all these communities. Donald Trump,
but it's Trump's
10
fault.
Years ago, Donald Trump amped up the tension in America.
He ran 10 years ago, and this guy then 10 years later, somehow you're connecting. Can't you just take responsibility for it?
Oh,
he on should, the wait, me? Let's not do the, like, can't, he has to take responsibility because he's a Democrat.
I'm a 22-year-old YouTuber. You want me to take more responsibility than the president of the United States? That's the point right there. The double standard here. He will sit there in person, point to me and say, you need to take responsibility. And then when I point to words that Donald Trump said, like actual vitriolic words from Donald Trump or Stephen Miller, apparently this is totally okay.
Party does not fight for, care about, or represent American citizens. It is an entity devoted exclusively to the defense of hardened criminals, gangbangers, and illegal alien killers and terrorists. The Democrat Party is not a political party. It is a domestic extremist organization.
Yeah, that's not inflammatory. What about this next clip from yesterday?
What James Comey did is truly one of the most severe assaults on our freedoms and liberties that has occurred in the whole history of this nation, Sean.
Why does he speak like this? This guy speaks like his pinky should be held up. He's like, this is the most...
James Comey did is truly one of the most severe...
If you don't want to be called a fascist, then don't talk like an actual fascist. Stephen Miller has constantly said that Democrats are all terrorists, that immigrants are all violent criminal terrorists. It's an organization of terrorists. Yet he tries to blame the violence on the other side. The way this dude speaks has no place in American politics. Stephen Miller, Donald Trump, and the circle around them are basically responsible for amping up the tension in American politics. I said this in CNN, but you can trace it back to Trump's entrance, saying that Obama wasn't born in America. His claim to fame was coming up with nicknames for his political opponents, nicknames that, you know, were rather crude. That was new. And then in 2016, he said, lock her up, lock her up. You can bring up the insurrection. All of this comes together to paint a pretty perfect picture. Are there crazy people online on the far left that say things? Yes, sure. Of course, there are going to be crazy people online, but every single Democratic politician is responsible with their rhetoric, and there is no comparison between what Donald Trump is doing, what Stephen Miller is doing, and what any Democrat has ever done. If Obama would have mobilized the National Guard into one of these states, it would be over. Governor Newsom's press office then said, the White House knows exactly what it was doing when they published a list of Democrats who have used their voice to call out Trump and Miller's ICE abuses. The list is now being used by the far right as an enemies list. It's reckless, it's dangerous, and it puts lives at risk. The governor has made it clear consistently that violence is never justified. Trump must tone it down. Very true. Thank God there is a Democratic leader calling on Trump to be the first one to tone it down rather than trying to, like, both sides it or walk a line to not piss people off. But it's just funny. So Stephen Miller uses this insane rhetoric all the time. And then when they say, when we say Stephen Miller is a fascist, or when Newsom says it, all of a sudden, like, the world is burning and political violence is coming for him. Like, dude, maybe look in the mirror. Don't throw stones in glass houses. I'll leave it there. Drop a like, subscribe. I love you all. Peace out.